Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Wednesday, April 27, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market today, 188 Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited shares traded at $9 per share, falling 6 cents or 0.66% from its previous closing price. Also, 1,200 TDC shares traded at $1.30 per share, unchanged from its previous closing price. On the regional government securities market, the government of St. Lucia's 91-day Treasury bill, auctioned on the ECSE's primary market platform, raised $16 million. The competitive uniform price methodology used resulted in a discount rate of 2.9%. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.88. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 20 securities, of which 7 advanced, 10 declined, and 3 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All TNT Index declined by 2.32 points to close at 2,065.1. The Composite Index advanced by 2.85 points to close at 1,429. The Cross-Listed Index advanced by 1.17 points to close at 104.79. The SME Index declined by 0.11 points to close at 39.99. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 904,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $6 million. Grace Kennedy Limited was the volume leader with 454,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $2.7 million, followed by Massey Holdings Limited with a volume of 261,000 shares being traded for $1.4 million. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 56 stocks, of which 27 advanced, 22 declined, and 7 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 15.2 million units, valued at over $142 million. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders. 1834 Investments Limited with 3.4 million units, Pulse Investments Limited with 1.6 million units, and Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares with 1.5 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one declined and one unchanged as 174,154 shares traded on the regular market, with a total value of $384,498.34. Gordon Enterprises Limited was the volume leader with 173,954 at a high of $2.30 and a low of $2.21 before closing at $2.21. They were followed by ABV Investments Inc., which traded 200 shares. For RCI's business report, I am Tova Gibson.